BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi everyone, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily, including a truly fascinating round of Real or No Real, innuendo bingo, lads, special today, it's Chris and also Nick Bright off of Radio 1 Extra. All our stuff, which we are chucking out of the old Radio 1 building, appearing on a conveyor belt and in a charity shop near you soon. And the PR4L reads out the emails that you've been sending to us this week on Dear Scott.
BBC Radio 1.
So, it's the last day for us in this building. So if you see any of these following items in any charity shops very soon, know that they were once some of our prized possessions that we had in this building that's been my home all my Radio 1 life so far.
It was quite emotional putting all this stuff in the boxes.
I didn't want to chuck all of it out. I'm a bit of a hoarder, though.
Mm.
So if we can start the conveyor belt, please. If you see any of this stuff at any charity shop, you'll know it's ours.
100 mil of Obama Eau de Toilette.
That's my aftershave that I bought because it was called Obama.
Now,
smells of wee.
Yeah, I use this as like an emergency mask.
Don't do that.
Thinking that by emergency mask, I mean if I was going out a bit last minute.
Yeah, you sprayed it once on yourself and regretted it.
Big error.
So my Obama aftershave, if you see that, let me know. I want to see where it ends up.
2 cans of gold spray paint.
Why?
I don't know.
A Tutankhamun headdress.
Now, we've used that on several occasions.
Now, I wasn't sure about this one, which box to put this in. Is this yours?
It is mine, if we can keep it, please.
Or is it the one that doesn't speak? I'm not...
I kind of think it's a show thing. It's like part of our dressing up box.
And so... do you remember why?
No.
I mean, that's a spectacular thing to have, you know, under your desk.
I know, but let's keep it.
A Kenneth Williams Unseen book by Russell Davis and former Radio 1 DJ. Hi, this is Wes Butters.
No, chuck that out.
110 grams of All-American Rejects honey.
I didn't even know we had that.
Yes.
That might be a collector's item for any All-American Rejects fan.
I love this when, like, it's like when a band or a singer have really random stuff associated with their name.
Like Professor Green's beer.
Yes, for promotional reasons. Why the honey?
I don't know.
All-American...
Does honey go off?
But why would the All-American Rejects have honey?
I don't know. Maybe they had a song out to do with honey. That's what normally happens. There's some loose, tenuous connection to the song title.
Or some really obvious connection. Like... 750
grams of table salt.
No idea. Just to put on our chips, probably.
But why did we keep that?
I don't know. We've been here a long time.
A Superman onesie.
Now, actually, that might come in quite handy. I don't ever remember wearing that, do you?
It's not mine.
Right.
But I don't think it's your size.
I think it's my flatmate's. Actually, it is, because he asked me, do you know where it is recently? And it's been under our desk for years.
Well, it's about to go to the charity shop.
Okay, save that. And...
A mini Oscar statuette.
Oh... That was when I went to LA for the first time and I got carried away, and in all the shops selling all the tat around the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they have Oscars. So it's like Oscar for best mum, best dad, best boyfriend. So I just got one of them and got carried away.
What was your award for?
Hmm?
What was your award for?
It was just one I bought. Just to say, I think it was like best producer or something, and I gave it to the one that doesn't speak.
That's kind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And bienvenue, if you are watching on the Radio 1 website. Hello, the cameras are on. Go to the homepage now and you can see us play Innuendo Bingo. Today, straight from a Chinese restaurant, it's Nick Bright off of One Extra. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there. Are you okay?
I'm very well. I had to rush in a cab to get here.
I know. I saw the picture of your dim sum. That looked lovely.
It looked like human brain, I thought. That's what I thought it looked like.
Probably eat it?
Probably was. No, I didn't eat it.
Okay. Now, the last time we played this with you, you were in, like, board shorts or something.
Yeah, we done, like, it was when the Olympics was on. We done an aquatic centre special.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Good memories.
I know. And
it was a while ago now, wasn't it?
Chris Stark spat all over my shorts.
Now, do you have a change of clothes today?
No.
Okay, what have you got to do for the rest of the day?
I've got to go back to the new building So I'll probably like a wet myself, but it's fine.
That's fine.
The security guards over there, they hate me anyway.
Why?
Okay, they keep reporting me. I don't, because you know, over here we don't have to wear our passes. We can put them in our pockets. Over there, they're like, "Where's your pass?" And I'm like, "It's in my pocket." And then he starts writing your name down. I'm like, "What's going on? Am I getting a parking fine?"
Yeah,
upset.
It's quite official, the new building.
Proper.
They don't take none of that.
But the toilets don't smell over there.
Good. Well, that's a lowdown on our new building, everyone. So, are we ready?
Right, let's do this.
Ready. Okay. Watching live for the first time ever is Ben Garvey. Hello. Carlin Swindon. Skiving work just for a bit to watch Innuendo Bingo. Pete in Northampton has got himself a new office job so can now watch online during his break. Hello, if you're watching. It takes it up to the next level if you watch. Mm-hmm. So, got your waters?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Mm. Now, Sarah Cox sent this one in. She loves listening to Steve Wright sometimes on Radio 2. Then this thing called soul.
He believed in rock and roll. Shall I tell you the wonderful thing about Prince? Him. He's nuts.
Yes. Remember, Nick Bright, there's a no-hands rule.
I'm trying. I don't want to wet his crotch.
That's yeah, right. You do.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't start making your own now, all right?
Tom Barber sent this one in. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points, Tom. And over to Sarah Beeny.
Her rival sellers, Paul and Michelle, are feeling positive after injecting style into their downstairs and sprucing up their frontage.
Well spat there, both of you. Mostly into the bin at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is good.
The last one's going to be in the face.
In the face! Right. Ready?
Ready.
Have you ready to finish your first water?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive. Ooh. Right, now, Jamie Oliver, he's just doing it on purpose now.
So, whip that up. Toss him with one hand. Toss him with the other.
Nick's gone first. Chris? Anything?
I just spat all over him.
So, whip that up. Toss him with one hand.
And he's gone. Sometimes he gets him the second time.
Soz, mate.
Right.
You got dark jeans on now, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a red rag to a bull for him now. Now you spat on him. You're going to be next. Mike and Chris in Romford. Hello. Now, Heston Blumenthal has been literally supersizing everything recently.
Okay, so here I've got a packet of Brazil nuts.
Bingo. My nuts are loaded and we're good to go.
That's a great one.
That was a good one.
I like Gary in Cornwall, who's watching Innuendo Bingo on the website on a 50-inch HD screen.
Oh,
impressive.
Lad.
Okay, Mike from Maidstone sent this one in. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to hear these days on Ken Bruce's show on Radio 2.
And finally, Mark Wardle says, play something for my fiance Sarah Marston. We met a year ago today at a brass band rehearsal. Oh, was she dripping the spittle out of her trumpet at the time?
Ken!
Them Radio 2 lot are incredible, aren't they?
They're always on. I'd like to hear that one again.
And finally, Mark Wardle says, play something for my fiance Sarah Marston. We met a year ago today at a brass band rehearsal. Oh, was she dripping the spittle out of her trumpet at the time? Oh, how lovely.
It's not even one, but I like it. Now, we're staying with Radio 2.
Oh, wow.
Filth, isn't it?
Radio 2 special.
Absolute filth. And Jeremy Vine is normally very serious, but sometimes he just lets rip.
Randy Newman. I love LA.
What? That's not it. Why are you spitting now? Chris, what happened?
I don't know what's happening now. I sort of lost control.
Why?
Who's it by?
Randy Newman. More water, please.
Okay.
Come on.
I love LA. Randy Newman.
Chris!
Sorry,
we need to get further than Randy Newman.
One of my best mates was a guy called Matt Newman.
Was it Randy?
This song's causing me problems.
Sorry. Because his name's Matt Newman.
I don't know.
All right. Right, let's try and get through this one, please.
Randy Newman. I love LA. Here's Jeremy Vine.
Great record, actually.
He's a fantastic songwriter.
Like a bit of Randy.
Oh, and now's Nick gone as well. Chris, you've got problems.
I know.
I really hope you're watching this today.
I hope Matt Newman's watching.
Yeah.
More water, please. Now, loads of people spotted this. Jay from Ilkeston, Neat in West Somerset, Laura and Dale from Yate, and loads more. And it's Heston. He's been at it again.
You can't play bar snack billiards without some balls.
My balls are hard-boiled pickled eggs, and with a bit of kitchen magic, by rubbing them between the palms of my hands, I've turned them into perfectly round spheres.
Oh. Some of these are amazing.
That was incredible.
Yep.
We're down to like the last water.
Okay.
Oh no.
We got
more's arriving. Good.
We got loads. It's cool.
Oh. Right, are you ready?
Wait.
Here we go.
My balls are hard-boiled pickled eggs.
You've done that on purpose.
Yes, I did.
I need some of yours.
All right, let's go back in time, and this is from the first ever Midsummer Murders.
Did you ever go to her house? No. So what would you say if I told you that somebody had seen you entering her front door shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
Ow. It's making me hurt. More water, please.
Oh, that was lovely. I dropped off at one point and got the grazia wet.
Still my favourite. Thanks for playing, boys. Good work. Who's wettest, please? Chris, yeah? Go on. Yes. You're asking for it, Bright.
That was harsh.
Thank you very much, Nick, from Radio 1 Extra. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. That was Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, would you like to know what people have been saying to us this week on Dear Scott? OK, here's the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. This isn't a suggestion or a question, just a general message. Sorry if it's boring. I always listen to your podcasts in Australia, but can listen to your show very often because of the time difference. Just wanted you all and the PR4L to say hi to me so I could be on next week's podcast. Will be a nice surprise when it comes to downloading it. Jack Baker from Portsmouth, but now in Australia for a while.
Pompey. Hello, Jack. Thanks for downloading our podcast. We have a lot of people in Australia listening to our podcast. As they say there, our poddy. So hello, Australia and New Zealand, and even Tasmania. Next.
Hi, Scott. A few years ago, you talked about mystery shopping. I looked into it, and I've been doing it full-time for 3 years. Thank you, Scott. It beats working for a living. Winking smiley. Ta. Mark, off of Somerset.
Right, so I basically suggested and put that idea into Mark's head.
I don't remember this. What's mystery shopping?
Is it the thing where you go round and pretend to be a shopper just to see what the experience is like and whether it's good service, and then report back to the company?
Oh, right.
So you're like a spy of the shop.
I like this.
So you're going around and you get to try loads of different things. You get to see what the service is like. You get to just generally get the feel of the store and whether it was, you know, a good service or not.
But then if you walk into these stores or restaurants or something like that and you're holding a clipboard, and you could pretend to be a mysterious shopper, that could be good as well, couldn't
it? They don't make it as obvious as that, Chris. They just go in, like, as normal and shop. So you don't know they're there. That's the idea. The staff don't know they're there, so it could happen at any time.
Right.
So you've got to be looking out for it. Well, I'm glad I got you a job, Mark. Next!
I'm off to Borneo on holiday in 10 days' time. If Becky can give me the name and address of her orangutan, I'd be happy to pay it a visit. Any message you'd like me to pass on? Stuart, in Singapore.
Okay, Stuart. The orangutan's name is Wenda. Wenda the orangutan. She's in Borneo. Becky pays money to her, or him, or it. I think it's a her.
Mm.
Every month. Has been doing for about 5 years. But I said this before. It's not just Becky's. And a lot of people will say, well, no, I've got a monkey that's in Thailand somewhere and I pay it money. Yes, but lots of other people share it as well. It's not just yours.
I like the idea that this orangutan's getting all the monies.
Yeah.
Everyone's
money.
On
a fat on pile
rich
of cash.
Orangutan.
There, with a big old cigar on.
Yeah.
Drinking port.
And a nice hat.
Yeah. Thanks to Becky. Anyway, yes, it's Wenda if you're going there. Thank you.
Dear Scott, Becky, and especially Chris, I'm not sure if you've had one before, but I would like to offer you my first and only proposal. Will you marry me? I think you'd be the perfect guy for me. Well, let me know, as I'm very interested. Emma, North Wales. Ginger hair, blue eyes. Occasionally wears glasses for driving.
Should have given us more details, because he would look you up immediately on Facebook. But Emma in Wales, that's a little bit unspecific.
It's a bit of an odd way to propose as well.
Yeah, like you've never met.
Through Dear Scott.
That's a bit odd.
I might do that one day. If I'm going to propose to someone, I might do it through Dear Scott, actually. Because the way she delivers it is quite... It's please, very sincere, isn't it?
Don't do that.
No?
No, don't write into a radio station and ask to marry. That's that never works out.
Is that not a good idea?
No, it really doesn't bode well for the future. It's like when people... Right, here's the thing. I'm going to say this now. When I play some DJ gigs, there's often a bloke that will come up and go, "Hey, Scott, will you ask my girlfriend to marry me tonight?" And I always say no, because I don't want the awkward moment where everyone is looking at them. Because it's normally like, I'll stand in the middle of the dance floor, if you stop the music, and then I'll go down on one knee and propose. No, that stresses me out. Like, what if she says no? It ruins the whole night for everybody. So I always say no. That's generally not going to go well.
So you don't let people propose on your gigs because it ruins your experience?
No, it ruins everyone's experience if she says no. And also, you're in a club, you've had a couple of drinks, you'll wake up tomorrow morning and go, oh, rubbish.
So do people do that? I mean, do people just do that on a whim?
A lot. I get it a lot. Will you ask my girlfriend to marry me, or can I do it myself? Can you stop the music? I always say no. I just think it's best. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Following on from the men and women signs on bathroom doors, I was in a restaurant yesterday, and the two toilet door signs were the words sausage and eggs. Although relatively easy to determine, it was quite funny seeing everyone, including myself, stop and pause before choosing which one to enter. Smiley. From Laura, off of Amsterdam, listens to the podcast daily.
That's less confusing than having like an arrow and a dot, which some of them have, trying to be trendy, aren't they? Just look, put gents and ladies, boys and girls on it so I know where I am. We talked about this a lot on the show, confusing toilet doors, especially after you've had a couple of wines. Anything else you want to say? Send me an email. And the Posh Radio 4 lady... Well, 99% read it out, let's be honest. There's no quality control. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send an email. You'll get on Dear Scott next Thursday.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Real or no real? The man off the news, Chris Smith, reads out some stuff that might be real but might not. The real ones are really good facts to store in your brain. Discard the other ones. Throw them out of your mind because they're absolute rubbish. But is it real or no real? Today, Chris is keeping scores for himself on a plastic cup.
Well, all the paper's been taken to the new building, I think.
Taking all the paper as well, have they?
So
I'm surprised we've still got microphones.
Well, so I'm going to do it on this coffee cup.
All our computers off now as well. Excellent. We literally are the last ones here apart from Grimmy. Okay, so 10 points, 10 easy Scott Mills points if you get any of these right. Let's go.
You can catch a yawn from a dog.
Interesting one, this, because that yawn thing does actually work, doesn't it, with humans?
It does with people, but I've never seen a dog yawn.
I mean, even if you hear a yawn,
yeah.
I think...
It starts you off.
It transfers as well.
Have you ever seen... Anyone here seen a dog yawn?
I've seen a dog yawn.
Oh, actually... Yeah, I mean, yes, I have.
Yeah,
yes, I have.
That's not uncommon, but would that set you off?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not... I don't know. I don't think so either. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No.
Same as humans. If you said it's real, give yourself 10 points. Next.
In Japan, you can buy square watermelons.
I'm sure I've seen this.
You can buy everything in Japan.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Yes.
In vending machines on the street.
Really?
Imagine my surprise when I went to Tokyo. I couldn't believe some of the things they were selling.
I've never been to Tokyo.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But square watermelons.
Someone who's working on the show today went with me and we were both very shocked.
Really?
Yes.
Square watermelons, what are you saying? I'm thinking... I'm sure I've seen this before. I'm going to say real.
Really?
Yeah.
That one is real.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I want to see pictures. I'm going to get on a search engine in a minute. Quite handy, some of those vending machines, if you've been for a night out, though, and not been home. You can buy fresh pants.
Can you?
In the vending machine. So
wow.
Good. In case you forget something.
Is that an idea for Deborah Meaden?
It's already on in Japan. She'll know about it. She's all over Asia.
Albert Einstein was an avid bodybuilder.
I see, the only pictures I've ever seen of Albert Einstein have always just been of his face.
Yes.
It's always a headshot.
Yeah, I mean, he may have been doing free weights.
Exactly. I mean, I can't imagine what he does look like, the rest of him.
Imagine him on a treadmill.
Albert Einstein, all the pictures I've seen of him are really old. I suppose that shouldn't...
Well, you only see his head, like, he could be proper hench.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing his shoulders, his bulging arm muscles, are we?
It's a bit like you only ever see the head of the colonel, don't you, from the fried chicken.
Yeah, he's probably massively fat.
Okay, I'm going to say this is no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay.
Anatidiphobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
That can't be real. What kind of fear is that?
I get scared of pigeons.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I've said this loads of times. They are definitely plotting something.
I always think foxes are plotting something.
Yeah, they are
always
as well.
Because, you know, they're sort of increasing, I'm sure of it, in urban areas. But I kind of get the impression that they're all up to...
In it together.
Yeah.
Like pigeons, when you see them, like, in any town, they're always crowded around, like... Pss, 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 pss. What are they talking about?
And they're getting bolder, both of them as well, aren't they?
Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
A potato isn't a vegetable. It's actually a very large bean.
Whoa. Now, if this is a fact, this is a good one.
It is, because then how can it be a carb if it's a bean?
I don't know.
Beans are carbs, yeah.
I wasn't aware what a carb was until I met you. No, I don't mean that you're a carb. I just mean that, like...
I'm a walking carb.
I just wasn't... It wasn't like you introduced me to a lot of pasta or anything.
Eat this.
I was never quite aware on...
You've learnt a lot since you've been here, Chris.
Yeah.
Learnt about all sorts. Scented candles.
Carbs.
Moisturiser.
I'm going to say that potato is not a bean. It is a vegetable. I'm going to say, so that's no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Whoa. How'd you do, please?
I got 40 points.
Doing well at this game at the moment, I think.
It's been a good week so far.
Really good. Let us know how you did on 81199 or Twitter at BBCR1. That was real or no real.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L and co. I have been listening with great interest regarding this scented candle situation, and it's got me thinking.
This is after I gave Chris a scented candle as a gift recently, and he is not sure that that's the manly thing to do.
I just thought it was a bit weird when I was in my room on my own, lit the candle and just sort of lay there kind of going, well, what's next? Do you know what I mean?
I mean...
I just found it a very odd situation to be in.
Chris thinks it's only for when you're having a lie down with a lady you should light
no,
one. That's not true.
But I just didn't find it relaxing. If anything, I found it a bit stressful because I was like...
What happens next?
Well, what's going on?
You can have a lie down by yourself with a scented candle.
I know, I just didn't... It didn't really have the soothing effect that I think it does.
Anyway, read on.
I am also very keen on a good scented candle, but I've often been labelled strange and called names by my own girlfriend for lighting and liking them in the first place. At first I thought it was just me, until I heard about it on your show, and I can't help but think of the thousands and thousands of men out there who are denied or embarrassed to come to terms with their scented candle love affair.
It's all fine.
Sometimes I wait until my girlfriend goes out, then rummage through my secret box of vanilla, wild berry and other scented favourites to get the right one to spark up with. One of the things that Becky has picked up on, so too has my girlfriend, is that they don't think it may be masculine enough, which is why they laugh at us. I don't agree with it. Why can't man play with fire in a controlled, scented manner? I have therefore found an idea we should take to Deborah Meaden. Mandals. Candles with masculinity. Think of the scents we could recreate. Football pitches, sawdust, beer. Maybe some collaborations with deodorant companies. One in particular comes to mind. Rhymes with minx. What do you think? Interested? Let's talk candles and make the living room a better place. Jason, off of Bournemouth.
I think this is perfect for you because you'd feel much more comfortable with a mandal.
I would. And I think this idea is genius and I'm writing it on my phone right now.
Write it down. Mandal Meaden.
My next call to Meaden will be about the mandal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A mini disc recorder.
Oh, yeah. We used to play everything off mini
discs. Do you remember them?
Who?
It's like it never happened.
Like dats.
What's that?
A dat?
What's that?
You must have heard of a dat.
I've never heard of a dat.
They were a flash in the pan.
Was that pre-vinyl or something?
No. It was only about 10 years ago.
So where did that slot in? Between cassette and CD? Or
I think it was after cassette and around the same time as minidisc.
Wow.
Anyway, minidisc record. If you see that in any charity shop, that's from us.
200 mils of strong wet look gel.
That's yours, Chris?
Yeah, that's probably mine.
The green tub.
Yep, that, yes, yeah. That will be mine, yep. Yeah.
£2. Bargain.
A Madonna hard candy lollipop.
That must be yours.
It's not mine. The Madonna cowboy hat is mine.
Now, was this another promotional item?
Yes.
So this would be...
Madonna's Hard Candy album.
From the song Hard Candy?
From the album Hard Candy.
Oh, there was an album called Hard Candy.
I just said that. Hello, listen.
Oh, right.
So that was, what, 2004, 5, maybe? I don't know.
That can't be edible now, can it?
I wouldn't trust that. The honey from All American Rejects, still fine. Mm. Never goes off.
One black-booted leather trainer.
That's mine.
One.
Because I was sorting out my shoes at home yesterday and I was like, where's the other one gone? So that's mine, I'm taking that.
One black-booted leather trainer.
It's a trainer, but also a boot.
When was that the fashion?
Not that long ago.
When the dats were about,
no.
So I assume.
You want to talk to me about fashion, do you, girlfriend?
Oh, don't ever call me that again.
And next...
Three Nokia chargers. Other chargers are available.
I think that might be for the Flirt Divert phone back in the day.
Now, these do pile up, don't they?
Yeah.
The chargers.
Yes, there's quite a few of these, so if anyone needs one of the Nokia chargers, find them in your local charity shop, thanks to Radio 1, very soon. Got a Nokia now? Some people will have.
Mm.
An empty, commemorative Prince William and Catherine Middleton wedding biscuit tin.
Yeah, Becky ate those. but it's a nice tin.
220 grams of green chilies.
Was that from when we ate the hot chilies on this show?
That was, yeah, God, that brings back memories. Mm. We went through a load of chilies and it ended with the hottest chili
in the world.
In the world. There's a video of me, I think, crying after that.
Yeah. After saying, oh, I could take them. It won't be a problem.
A nudie magazine.
Ah.
Ah, right. Okay, explain. And also, why are they in my drawers? Because I saw this earlier.
Anyway. I don't know why they're there.
Right.
I don't know why they're there.
Who shares my desk with me?
Hmm. Well, me?
Yes.
Yes. So I know this looks like I'm the obvious...
Sure.
But they're not mine.
Right, okay. Whose are they then?
I don't know.
Well, who placed them there then?
I don't know. They're not mine.
Anyway, all that stuff appearing in a charity shop near you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember, we will have the first play of our brand new Christmas song, The Perfect Christmas Single, on Monday between 1 and 4. I'm not on tomorrow, but join Hugh Stevens Friday from 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.